Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tine, brought to you by E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. It's time to arise, align, and soar into all that God has planned for you. Go ahead, grab your cup, and let's get to the tea.
Hello, Purpose Partners. Welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tea with Tine, where life adventures are evaluated and curated into purposeful lessons. You may have heard the short version of this encounter on one of my other platforms, but I wanted to use this time to tell the whole story, so please bear with any repetition. In case you haven't heard it, I'll start from the beginning. I should have known that the day would bring its own set of lessons when my departing flight pushed back from the gate 11 minutes early, only to take off 3 minutes late. Now I realize 3 minutes, it doesn't sound like much, right? But in travel and in life, small delays have a way of creating ripple effects. My connection was tight. I had 25 minutes to get from gate D9 or D29 to gate A21 in the Atlanta airport. That meant a brisk walk. I was weaving through travelers, pulling my rolling luggage, and listening to the hum of announcements echoing through the concourse. By the time I reached the gate, I was slightly breathless, but there was time for me to board the aircraft. You see, sometimes purpose requires us to move quickly and intentionally, even when the circumstances aren't ideal. The rest of the trip unfolded in its own rhythm. Rain met us at the final destination, drenching luggage that was thankfully made of water-resistant materials. Yes, we deplaned outside. Construction at the airport added its own detours, sending me across the street, up ramps, down escalators, and through a rental car garage before I even reached the counter. Travel can be like that, filled with twists that test your patience, but so can life. When I finally slid behind the wheel of the rental, I exhaled. There were smooth rolls and easy check-in at the hotel, and that was an indication to me that sometimes the hard parts give way to peace when you keep moving forward. The real assignment came the next day as I was teaching an emotional intelligence class to a group of employees. The group was good, but not highly interactive. At times, it felt like I was teaching into still air. So rather than pressing through with the same approach, after lunch, I decided to pivot. We engaged in role-playing. That opened the door for practical engagement. This simple shift salvaged what could have been a dull session. At the end of the day, the feedback was mixed. Some high ratings, one neutral, and one that wasn't awful, but it wasn't good. That's different than neutral. It would have been easy to dwell on the neutral comments or the absence of glowing praise. But this experience taught me something, that I'll relate to you in our three steep tips. Tip one, delays don't define the outcome. 3 minutes of delay created stress, but not a disaster. In life and purpose, don't mistake momentary setbacks for permanent roadblocks. Tip two, know when to adjust your pace. That brisk walk through the airport was a reminder that sometimes we must pick up the pace, stretch beyond comfort, and press toward what matters, even when we're tired. And tip number three, detours are still direction. The airport construction was very inconvenient, but it still led me to my rental car that I needed. God's detours often feel roundabout, but still move us toward purpose. As we move towards and in our purpose, it may seem like everything is falling flat. This may be your time to pivot or make a small adjustment. When teaching fell flat, adding role play revived the engagement. In travel and life, flexibility is often the difference between a forgettable moment and a fruitful one. Now let me spill the tea with this concluding thought. Regardless of what others may think, don't let one review define you. Not everyone will applaud your efforts. Measure success not by one person's response, but by your faithfulness in showing up. You are planting seeds of greatness, and your purpose will bring a harvest that may even surprise you. So don't stop. Keep moving forward. If this has brought a little light to your journey, pass it on to someone who feels they may have missed the moment to discover their destiny. Then like, share, subscribe, all the things, and become a part of the Path to Purpose Collective. Until next time, keep steeping in purpose, regardless of any delay.
That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tea with Tina. I hope today's conversation stirred your faith, sparked some clarity, and reminded you that you're not walking this journey alone. Tuesday Tea with Tina airs weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Central. I look forward to our conversation next week and encourage you to invite others to join us. Until then, keep trusting, keep growing, and keep showing up for the life God designed just for you. Be blessed, stay aligned, and keep steeping in God's plan. Remember, your best life is waiting. Let's make it happen, together. Tuesday Tea with Tina is a production of E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. For more information and to book your complimentary coaching session, visit our website at ereneecoaching.com.